Shopride's Can-Can. Over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, Shopride does the Can-Can. Selling lots on brands on everything in cans. Today is great to save some cash. So come to Shopride's Can-Can. Can-Can. You save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at Shopride's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a major spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week, Brian. Mm-hmm. Our heroes at the strip mall have defeated some cyborg looking dudes.
Yeah, we are coming back to the Cherub Glen's shopping center where, our heroes have fought off some android fellows and some fake human skins who had caused some trouble. Most of them had since ran off, leaving you all standing there.
I seem to remember that someone had passed out and I had to give him mouth-to-mouth and maybe had done some damage to his suit that was already kind of falling apart.
You did not damage his chest plate. I will not allow
it. I'll get some duct tape and tape over that. I'll make sure it's the yellow duct tape to tape over it so that it looks good again.
Again?
Gold. Hey!
And I'll pull out my little a paint marker and all that's gold, and then I'll paint over that so that it matches.
Yeah, you got to be careful though with those Chosentai grandoids, because those guys will mess up your program.
This is just a Hollywood stunt, right?
No,
this is what your TV movie guys do, right? You have some people dress up and get a little out of hand at these signings.
No, those were real alien cyborgs.
I look around at everybody else. Is Rodrigo still in Teen Wolf form?
Did we all go inside? Did we all actually go to Brad's Deli?
Yeah, I was making everybody.
Are we still out in the parking lot?
I think we all went to get sandwiches.
I hope we're in Brad's Deli.
Then no. I'm back in nerd form.
Okay. So that was a thing.
Yes.
It's kind of a fun thing.
I have an odd definition of fun.
Well.
I do this for fun on the regular.
And I suppose you haven't been fighting the evil reconstructive experiment empire mess for 40 years, so... It might be fun. I seem to recall it being fun once. Trying to crack my neck and it's failing.
I think if we go into a situation and talk about it first instead of going in with fists a-swinging, I think the outcome might have been a little different.
Well, no. I wanted to make sure that you didn't have anything going wrong with you.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for the assist. Once those guys started to go a little crazy, it was time to clean up.
That's right. And that's what you do, sir.
That's right. I point at my janitor badge on my coveralls.
That clarification was very, very necessary.
I mean, I could really be into my job and had it tattooed on my arm. I mean, that would be a thing.
Flash it like a police officer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could have a big lapel on my coveralls that I just flip open. It says janitor.
Custodial services.
No. It says janitor. This is not a high class. This is a strip mall out on the outskirts of town.
Well, speaking of the local authorities, a few of them have seen the come into the parking lot and confusedly looking around at the mess that was left there.
Did we just leave the mess and busted cyborgs all over the parking lot?
I mean, I think we threw all the cyborgs out of the parking lot.
Yeah. Remo will completely like shrink into his jacket.
I'll pick up my mop and go outside and start cleaning up the mess. Wave at the officers and say it was some signing stunt that went wrong.
Some signing stunt. You know, who would have been in charge of that?
I have no idea. You probably ought to talk to the manager, sir.
All right. I'll have his number.
Sure. It's 555-6207.
Talking to a Blasterman there. The officer asks him, "So, who are you? What's with your getup there?"
I am the Roundhouse Warrior, Blasterman Gold, with the power of the Blasterman Flaming Thunderstar, multi-purpose Victory Breaker.
He was selling his autograph for $10 a pop.
That's true.
You're responsible for this event?
No.
Well, who would be then?
I told you, the manager. 555-6702.
Is he around?
Hold on. I'll go wander off to the manager's office somewhere. Wherever that's at. Some back behind the strip mall by the trash cans.
Yeah. It's a Saturday afternoon in October. He's probably gone to Vermont.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be around.
I'll come back. No, I'm sorry. He's not around.
All right, well,
I'll clean up the mess. Watch out for, and I use air quotes, cyborgs.
All right. I guess let us know if there's any further problems. Otherwise, I'll let you get to cleaning up.
Have a good day, officer. And I wave.
You drive off.
Okay, so wait. We just wrecked the parking lot. Left possibly explosive alien cyborgs all over the place.
They no, we threw them out of the parking lot.
That's okay, how we won but the, that's how far the did they go?
Like across the street. There's somebody else's problem. They're over in the car lot.
The majority of them ran away, but we blew up at least one.
We did blow one up, and I'm pretty sure we impaled one with something.
And there's got to be a lot of ash of golden armor laying around, right?
Don't encourage.
I'm sweeping it all up.
I mean, you make a second one of you.
That's true.
True too.
I wonder if he's still there.
Hence the gold pile of ash.
He's just standing in the parking lot, looking confused.
But yes, the police seemed confident enough in our answers that they drove off.
Yes, that often happens. I find that the police are very comforted by the presence of someone in a helmet, especially with a cape.
Okay.
I guess as Chet starts sweeping up, local electronics store, as the screens go to a weird digital scrambling for cutting to what seems to be a familiar old mask to Blasterman Gold here, as you see the visage of General Grandrox. He announces, "Attention, city! We are once more declaring control over the preceding area under the Alien Alliance. Any resistance will be met with full force. Do comply or face destruction." And it scrambles back out again.
Does he look tired? He should look tired.
He's wearing like a full mask and helmet and suit.
So he's old. He's
definitely has this happened before?
Oh, a number of times. Not just him. But yes.
Oh.
He is he likes to be known as the Great Emperor Grandross of the Reconstructive Experiment Empire Mess, but He's really just a putz. But he has great resources and has nearly destroyed our world four, five times, I believe.
But you've stopped him every time, right?
Yes, yes. I or my team or some of our fellow warriors.
But where's your team?
Ah, therein lies the rub.
Yes.
So... No, that's behind the counter.
My team, sadly, is no more. They are retired or married and retired. I want to say that Blaster Man Orange is currently on a beach somewhere in Aruba.
So
didn't one of them go off to like the science fair or something?
No, you're thinking of the Flashmen.
Hmm. I always get those shows confused.
Again, not
you guys,
a show.
You guys form a giant robot too?
I swear if you say I'll form the head, I'm going to leave this city right now.
So are you going to make us all Blastermen?
Well...
And I form the head?
All right, I'm leaving.
You were only leaving if we would form the head. I am asking permission.
Oh, well, allow me to retort. No.
Okay.
All right. No, the last time they were actually...
What does this guy want? I mean, is he... got a platform, or has he got bringing some tax breaks, chicken in every pot? Talked to him to see what he really wants?
Never entirely clear. He either wants to take over the world or melt all the people born under the sign of Aquarius, or at one point he had a 400-foot tall pig that would attack you with mud.
I remember that.
Yes, it was quite surreal. And indeed, at one point, we were baked into a pizza. But through our resourcefulness, we always prevailed.
So,
just talk to this guy and find out what he wants, and maybe he'll go away?
I would sincerely doubt it.
Because here's what's going to happen. You're probably going to go and fight this guy. And you're going to cause a lot of damage and destruction. And then Janitor Union 327 is going to be responsible for cleaning up the mess. And that's a lot of overtime. And as you can tell, my manager's not here, and he's not going to authorize overtime. And so maybe we can just talk this out and not do any damage.
Those cleaning fumes are pretty powerful, aren't they?
I mean, yes.
Go right to the head?
All over me, in fact.
Uh-huh. Well, I would say this. The Grandroids made a complete hash of the Peace Warrior Squadron. The Super Beast Liveman Battalion, I believe, are still probably in recovery. It's been a good 10 years. But fortunately for you, I'm here. We're here. Red Falcon, rest in peace.
So we're going to go kick alien butt?
Or we could just talk it out and make sure that they don't.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You go talk to them.
Yeah, where's he at?
On the moon.
All right, how do we get there?
What makes you think we have a way to get there?
No, I'm just asking. How do we get there? Do we go down to NASA? Is the president going to use one of his secret rockets? Or do we just need to go to a soundstage over in Burbank?
I find your sarcasm inappropriate.
I just don't see why everything has to resort to violence.
Did you see the cyborgs attempting to kill everyone and everything?
I know, but everybody came in swinging and nobody came in and said, hey, can we just talk this out? Everybody hold up for a second.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, I tried. But
and then they shot you in the face.
And they punched me in the face.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
So you talked to them and they punched you in the face.
And they just, it's already out of control.
And you want to try that again?
The fastest way to peace is not through your fists.
Who said that?
A very wise ancient man.
Hmm. Well, the best defense is a good offense. Do you know who said that?
You?
Mel, the cook on Alice.
What's Alice?
Where I don't understand any of the things these guys are saying.
I don't either.
So can I be Blaster Man Plaid?
Blaster Man Plaid? No, she was a wise and powerful warrior. She's retired to Boca Raton.
What usually happens during invasions?
As a general rule, you'll find a quarry or perhaps a small segment of town that looks like it might be a backlot for some reason. And what you'll find is 40 or 50 aliens wearing identical costumes, much like we saw earlier, will march in, and then we'll have to destroy them. When that happens, they will explode, thereby coalescing into a giant version of same, which we then have to fight with our power bots.
We get power bots?
I don't know. Do you have a power bot?
I'm not entirely certain what a power bot is. That sounds...
Are you familiar with the Power Falcons? Color-coded, five-man team flying through the sky?
I'm familiar with the Atlanta Falcons.
I think you're being intentionally obtuse now.
Maybe. I want to go kill some aliens.
That's the spirit. This young man has the right idea.
All right, I'm in. Let me grab my cleavers. I'm ready to go.
What is your character's name, Brad?
Andy. Andy Shiva.
Andy, I can't let you go getting into trouble.
Come on.
By yourself. I feel somewhat responsible for you.
All right. Well, then come with us.
If you insist.
All right. There you go. You can be Blaster Man Gray to match your overalls.
I was going to say Blaster Man Denim, but...
Well, denim's good. That's better. I like that better.
Denim is not a color.
Blaster Man Best Genist.
The official designations were Blaster Man Gold, Blaster Man Orange, Blaster Man Purple, Blaster Man Plaid, Blaster Man Clear, and of course our sixth ranger, Blaster Man Paisley. We're not sure why she said it like that, but she always did.
Well, you guys have fun. That seems like it would give me an anxiety attack, so I'm just going to finish my sandwich and go home.
Oh, I disagree, young man. I think that you are an important part of whatever this is.
I don't think that's good.
You were the most effective of any of us on that battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
You were worthy of Blaster Man status.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say, but it's, I have some control issues that stem from some anxiety issues, so probably not a good idea for me to be exposed to laser bots or super terminators or whatever these guys are.
Grandroids.
Yeah.
Blaster Man Gold puts his arm around your shoulder and points towards the horizon. Do you see that, son?
The buildings?
No, the sun.
Oh.
That sun. Do you see that sun?
Yes.
That sun there continues to shine because of people like you, because of the things that we have done. I understand fear of controlling your abilities. But I also understand that that move with the Vespa was just radical.
Oh,
we need you. What, okay. What's your name again, sir?
Remo.
Remo? Remo, we need your help. I am asking you. I am asking you to join us.
Okay, but I can't really be responsible for what happens when I, you know, get excited.
That's all right. Blaster Man Orange once burned down an entire building.
Why?
Oh. They got excited?
Oh, no. She was trying to kill Grandroids.
Oh. Well, I guess I've never burnt down an entire building, so...
That's promising.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
Something to strive for.
Oh, I did. That's not what I...
All right, so where's the quarry?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you track down?
So how do we figure out where...
Brian's still waiting for somebody to tell him.
Yeah, so how are you going to go about trying to find the Grandroids or General or Emperor Grandrox?
God Emperor Grandrox?
Well, I just look at the moon and say, he's up there.
How do you plan on getting to him?
That's what I asked earlier. No one took me seriously with my question.
He has a small pachinko parlor in the Sea of Tranquility. But, sadly...
We're going to have to find a vegan to get us there.
Without my blaster cycle, and of course, my robot no longer... Well, I can't say no longer functions. I mean, it doesn't transform any longer.
It maybe there's like
a right arm, but it plays, but
yeah. Well, and the robot, of course, we had animal themes to our robots, so he's Rooster Gold.
He's what?
Rooster Gold.
Oh, nice. Ah.
He was the left arm. Yeah.
Well, maybe they have like a local chapter
of the Grandrox.
Yeah, I mean, you said he was a god emperor, right? Mm-hmm. So they probably filed for tax exempt status.
I've heard stranger things today.
So we'll need to travel
to the law library.
To the local zoning board.
Yeah.
And ask.
Oh, man, it's the weekend. I don't think they're open today.
You have keys to everything on your belt. We'll just make do.
Remo is enthusiastic about going to the local zoning board because it doesn't sound like it'll be dangerous.
A bus pulls up at the stop. All right, let's get on.
Let's all go.
So
we climb aboard the bus. Is this the downtown bus or the crosstown bus?
Surprisingly, as we get on, the sign in the bus turns to zoning board.
That's a mighty specific bus.
I mean, if you think about it, if there's probably two boards that would be able to get their own stop, the zoning board and the board of transportation, so it makes sense.
Right. Do we have exact
It's funny cuz in the
I'm like
in the rules for Panic at the Dojo is like in between fights you're just supposed to describe what your awesome character does. But I like that. I like that independently, all of us pitched like an absolute loser. Like, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with being a janitor. There's nothing wrong with being a deli worker. But Brian gave us like a pretty wide pitch, and like none of us picked a rock star. None of us picked a millionaire. We picked like two dorky high school students and some guys that probably work for maybe above minimum wage, and an explicitly over the hill superhero. So it's, you know, this is what you get, is like a very intricately described trip to the zoning board. Instead of us like kick flipping through skyscrapers,
right?
Yeah,
it's like this.
We have the bus.
Yeah, we're all on the bus and riding, and we're all sitting in different seats. We're all in different seats, and there's like some music that you would find on a Wes Anderson film playing as part of my soundtrack.
Yeah, so some acoustic cover of some pop song from the 70s.
Yep.
It's an acoustic cover of Taking Care of Business, but it's in Portuguese.
Yep.
So let's say you guys make it to the zoning board. Now, does anyone have any particular skills that will help navigate the bureaucracy in the red team?
Oh, yes.
I forgot.
I am a janitor. We can go anywhere.
Okay. I will say...
Cuidando dos negocios.
Skills were attached to... forms?
To your forms.
Okay.
I have a skill that makes me very difficult to perceive. So if I can just mildly engage the bureaucracy, I can probably just like not be a nuisance and go about business.
I've got a peaceful heart, part of my Zen philosophy. I can redirect others' anger to more productive ends.
I can smash through any door, so even if they're closed, we're fine.
And I'm really fast. I'm really, really fast.
I plant really well.
It's going to take the weed to get into the building then, I suppose.
So is it actually closed, or are they open?
We could say that they're open.
Okay.
Oh man, I was really looking forward to go to the maintenance entrance and just knocking on the door and running into Sully, part of my union 286, and
giving,
hey, what's up?
There's nothing saying you can't do that because they're open. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay. I'll go through the front and try to talk to them that way.
I will hang out with old man Watkins and go in the service entrance with him.
I'm not that old. I'm younger than that super dude.
You're like twice as old as I am.
Younger than super dude.
Oh yeah.
I will go down into the, I'll talk to Sully and tell him that I needed to check on some property lines for the strip mall, because I think that the Sprocket factory may have built 1 inch over onto our property line, and the manager who's out of town wanted me to look into this.
You know why they went an inch over the property line? Because they're metric sprockets, so they miscalculated.
Those guys.
Yep.
Actually, in the cartoon, the map was upside down.
Oh.
So that's what I'm going to try, Brian.
As a believer in the way of getting the most chaos, I think I'm just going to waltz in the front door with Remo.
I'm with Blaster Man.
Big red cape. Be awesome.
So I say Steven can go ahead and get in using his janitor skill to get in there. So I guess as you walk in there with the big red cape, the receptionist in the front hall, he kind of subs like, what can I help you do here?
We have an appointment.
We do?
Yes.
Convenient.
And who would this appointment be with?
Who you got?
Oh.
That's not generally how appointments work.
And yet, somehow it does. Do you have a mayor? I think it was with the mayor.
At the zoning office?
Yeah, we're not at town hall.
Oh, well then clearly the attaché. It's all right. I'll find my way.
It's the gerrymanderer general.
Yeah.
I just waltzed through and set off the
metal detectors.
Metal detectors. Voot, voot, and then just keep walking. He'll be so distracted with the voot voots that I can just keep walking. It'll be fine. Don't mind me. I know where I'm going. Come along, Remo.
I mean, I was not expecting for us to upset anyone. I'm sorry about that.
It'll be fine. We have an appointment. You may want to take care of that alarm. That's very loud.
I guess I follow.
I get in an elevator.
So the receptionist is picking up the phone and hurriedly talking to someone. And now you get into the elevator, and as you come out of it, what floor do you select?
Basement. No, sub-basement. Whatever the lowest floor available is. It's a sub-sub-basement.
Well, you get to the sub-basement, you get out there. Not too much long before you hear a couple of footsteps running down the hall.
All right.
Yeah, so some security guards approach you and say, sir, what are you doing here? We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Well, I'm glad you're here to help. I have an appointment, but we can find the appropriate office.
What office are you looking for?
That's
the
problem.
We're going to get in trouble.
Don't worry, we'll figure it out.
Remo's hyperventilating.
We're going to have to ask you all to leave.
I'm going to use perfect timing.
Okay.
Open the door next to us and find the correct office.
And just walk right in. Ah, here we are. Thank you, gentlemen. We won't be needing any more of assistance from you. You can go about your business.
They pretty much talk to the walkie-talkies. I think we're going to need some assistance here.
Close the door in their faces.
All right, what office did you walk into?
What one were we actively trying to find?
we're trying to find if the Grandroids have a local chapter and if they've filed it as a church.
We are so stupid.
Office of Tax Exemptions?
Taxation and Property.
It's the property. That will work.
Okay.
The county, County Assessor's Office.
Basically, I'll walk in and then pretty much come face to face with Chet, who has already gotten in here through other means.
Oh, good. You're here.
Yes. And I've already found the information.
Excellent.
And I unroll a map on the table and I point to a quarry 3 blocks away. They're right there.
Okay, well, now that we know where it is, let's go somewhere else before we get in trouble.
Why would we get in trouble? We're with the hero.
That's true.
Those security guards, I don't think they recognized him without his.
Yes, but they don't understand.
Giant robot.
They don't understand the progression. When it comes to this type of jurisdiction, it goes security guard, local janitor. Police officer, janitor, Wendy's manager, the chief of staff at the local hospital, then the leader of the super team.
Oh.
Fine. We'll just leap out this window.
Weren't we in the sub-basement?
No, from the sub-basement? Sure.
No, it's actually one of those sunken windows where you have to crawl up. And then you get to the top and there's like a grate because you want to have as much natural light as possible. We just climb right up and out and we'll be in the courtyard. We can be along our way. Follow me.
I just grab Andy by the arm and we walk out the door.
Follow the superhero.
I'm climbing up into the courtyard.
Yeah, Remo will follow. What's your character's name again, Matthew? I'm sorry.
Roundhouse Warrior Blasterman Gold.
You can call Does he go by Janosch. Roundhouse?
Blasterman Gold is fine.
Okay.
My friends call me Janosch.
Well, Remo is terrified of authority figures, so he'll just call you Blasterman Gold.
All right, so he climbs out up into the courtyard. The courtyard happens to be an enclosed space surrounded by the zoning building and the opposite building. And so they are enclosed within this courtyard.
Oh, no, there's no way out.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't lead us into any danger.
Certainly not. All right, I have a question.
There's no doors in this courtyard?
There's doors.
Oh, okay.
That's where you go.
I have a skill. But yeah. I wasn't sure if I could use the skill.
Well, what's the skill?
I can leap to anywhere I can see.
Okay.
So I was thinking, leap to the top of the building.
Okay.
With a nerd boy in each hand. Just. All right. I'm going to leap to the top of the building. We're going to land. And we're going to be safely out of danger.
Blaster leap. Shortly called Blaster. Blaster punt.
Excuse me. That was the Blaster Man Jet Wing Roller Blast. Rolling Blaster Special.
Remo has produced a paper bag and is breathing very quickly into it.
But now we're safely on top of the building where we can, you know, get out the lay of the land. How many stories is this anyway? 3, 4.
Probably just two above.
Two. All right.
Yeah, we're two above, say two above the ground. Yeah.
Can we see Chet?
Yeah, you can see them come out of the building. Kind of being somewhat followed by the security guards, considering that you all jumped out of the ways.
It's been a while since we've seen any of you. Like, truly in action, anyways.
Is the bus here yet? Since we came here on the bus.
A bus pulls up, and the little sign on the front says, quarry.
Three blocks away.
Three blocks away.
All right. Then we shall leap down to get on the bus. That's the noise it makes when I leap.
Cool.
Yeah. When I pull out my blaster sword, it goes.
Did you pull out your blaster sword?
Why would I do that? I'm just letting you know what it will sound like.
That's why. So we can know what it sounds like, so we're prepared for when you actually pull it out in combat.
Yeah, we have to load the wave file.
You have to be ready for it.
At which point we'll go, oh, why are you jumping, Matthew? And he'll have to re-explain that he pulled out his sword.
Those are different noises, Steven.
You won't remember. We won't remember. We also, Andy and I also get on the bus.
Okay.
We'll all get on the bus.
And we ride 2.5 blocks to the quarry. And the driver's like, sorry, guys, you have to get off. This is the end of the line.
So, yep. Basically, y'all roll up to the last stop there, the old abandoned quarry. Although it doesn't seem to be quite so abandoned these days, there does seem to be a pretty heavy chain link fence with barbed wire keeping passerbys from what seems to be a construction going on within. You see some pretty heavy scaffolding and bright lights within there.
You said that the gates were locked with a chain or something?
Yeah, just a chain link fence, a heavy chain link fence with barbed wire along the top, a locked gate in front, just with a chain and padlock.
Do there seem to be any security folk here?
Not that you're seeing, but there does seem to be noise from within. There's lights and scaffolding beyond the chain link fence that ways into the quarry.
You know, I can smash through any door.
Can you?
Oh, that seems private. Maybe we should let them just have their privacy.
Smash through the door.
Door is quickly and efficiently smashed open.
And I walk in.
Continue to follow the superhero.
I just look at Andy and say, this is just messed up.
It is. I don't know.
Alien robots have taken over a quarry, gentlemen. We must respond.
I feel like I'm in a Calvin and Hobbes.
How dare you, sir?
Calvin and Hobbes makes a lot more sense than what we're doing.
How dare you, sir?
Let's follow him and make sure he doesn't get into any trouble.
Good idea.
Walk in. See what happens.
Okay. So you walk in. Like I say, no immediate response from your entry. As I mentioned, there does seem to be some sort of erected scaffolding a little further in into the quarry.
If no one saw us, this would be a good time to start sneaking.
Yeah, says the guy in gold armor and red cape.
Who just busted open a door very noisily.
And I'm going to sneak now.
Do you have any applicable...
I'm awesome.
So no.
No. But I cannot be surprised. So even if they see me, I will also have seen them.
I guess so. So you attempt some form of sneaking.
Sneakery.
Seemingly like tumbling from rock to rock, making noises as you do so. Singing a stealth song.
Are the rest of us just standing there watching him do this?
I am.
I am. Okay. Following suit.
Pentaforce Blaster Man stealth move. Whoa!
I'm using all the tactical training that I have.
Blaster Man legendary sneak. Whoa!
Remo's definitely following suit because the only thing he's more susceptible to than his anxiety is peer pressure.
Yep. Hoverstar, Silverhawk, sneak blast, go!
Remo actually is very good at sneaking, though.
Yes. No one will notice you. You are like...
Yeah, definitely no one is going to notice him right now. I have a Shadow Walker skill.
Stegosaurus Chainsaw Blaster Swarm Sneak! Go!
So as you make your way into the quarry, pretty soon you hear a loud snap as a spotlight immediately lands on you. And you hear out from the darkness amplified voice saying, "Ah, welcome, Blaster Man Gold. I'm glad you decided to finally join us."
Oh my god, there are aliens here.
There is an entire alien secret empire. Yeah, that thing. Ow!
And once that is said, the ground starts shaking and rising up.
Well, that doesn't sound great.
No!
And basically the ground starts falling away, revealing a platform rising from the ground with you on it. And a little ways ahead of you, and a ornate throne seems to be the visage that would have been seen earlier on the TV and the heavy armor and mask of Emperor Grandrox. And it's like, I'm glad you could make it for the front row of my victory conquest.
Grandrox, once again, you reveal your shrouded head in agony.
You will be the one in agony soon. And with that, he announces, Goomies, get him! And you hear slithering, slurping noises as out of various vents around you come these slime monsters.
Oh. Goomies. Never say die. Yes. I hate the Goomies.
Oh, man, I think we're going to have to break right there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to find out how this battle goes next week, because I know you've just been riveted this entire time.
Yeah. We can't have the zoning board and a fight in the same episode. That would be too exciting.
That is just too much excitement.
There's some of you that are on heart medication, so we don't want to make it too exciting for you.
Hot merging action.
I mean, that filing system at the zoning board was like, woof.
That was.
Oh wait, that was
two rides on public transit.
Do you remember the bus rides?
Oh man. Exact change.
See what happens when we don't get enough patrons at patreon.com/majorspoilers.
There's that
you get this. High quality content. Anyway, Blaster we'll be back next time. We're going to fight some Goomies. We're going to maybe go to the moon and take this guy down. I don't know.
Give Sloth a baby Ruth.
But here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.